more measurable than English. So instead of doing America the Beautiful, I have a new tune. It's the same for each of the four lines. So it's real easy. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. So let's chant the two mantras at the bottom of the first pink sheet. Just flip the page. Eight Chenrezig mantras and seven green Taurus mantras. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you. So I think the today's tune is better than when I like this much. Anyway, so thank you. Good morning. So begin with our meditation. Okay. Also, I think the meditating as a group, I think, is more beneficial, believe or not, you know, in the group, more beneficial, okay? There's another way to call this meditation, is like, you know, be present, be within yourself, or be present, or be within yourself, okay? So that's like normal breathing meditations. Okay. So what we are going to do, so we'll count, okay, we'll count, try all of this, we'll count, say, how's it, 50? Too long? No, that's good, I think that's good. So actually it says, if you can count 21 without like losing the count, so that's pretty much, I just kind of like encouraging, you know, that when you look at the meditations, how to develop the deepest level of concentrations, you know, there's 9 stages that you go through. If you can concentrate, if you can count your breath, exhale from nose, inhale, 1, exhale, inhale, each time you inhale, you count, 2. If you can count it 21 times without mistake, we are already in the first stage. That's pretty good, I think, no? Not much effort. So then now the second step is, you know, how long You know, so then, so this kind of inspires you if you can count it 21 times, you know. So, this is the kind of like antidote for, like I say, so far there's no one good translations. You know, sometimes the way they translate is called superstitious, but actually not, it's not superstitious. It's much bigger than that. So, namto. Anyway, so we'll watch our breath, exhale, inhale, we'll do this 50 times. 50. Okay, see. Too fast. Success or no success? I think doing any form of practice as a group, you know, they create no more, I think that there's more, I'd say, more powerful. So then I noticed in the Vietnamese temples, no. So when they finish the meditation, they just go like this. So then, I'm not sure what's the purpose. Go like this. So then, you know, it kind of feels good, you know, so you touch it. So when I was in Germany at that temple, it's kind of cold. So it kind of feels good, you know, so it's all I can tell. I'm not sure what's the purpose. So then another technique that I learned from that temple, you know, it's the same breathing meditations. If you are having difficulty, you can say out, in. But most important things, you know, is to count the number, you know, number correctly. You know? If you can count 21 times, just 21, you are already in the first stages. So this exactly, you can say, you know, be present, but need to learn how to be present. You can just, you know, say, be present, be within yourself. That's exactly. So when you concentrate your breath, so there's no, at that moment, and you are being present. You know? So then if you decide to count 101, that's quite a long time, you know, so then, yeah, you'll hear noise, you know, so they are talking there, you know, but you don't follow their voice, you know, but you're aware, but, you know, you concentrate on your out, in. So at the beginning, you know, so then eventually it has to be very natural, in order to, how you say, advance these meditations, eventually it has to be very natural. Say, so we breathe in and out like 21,000 times a day. 21,000 times a day. So believe or not, 21,000 times a day. So out of that, how much we are aware? Not meditating on. So probably, you know, so. But you have the knowledge that you are alive. But, you know, but that's all. But we don't know. Out of 21,000 breathing that we do, how many we are aware? So, you know, so. So this is a technique. So this meditation is taught in one of the Indian master texts called the masters called Vasubandhu, Lobhinyi, and he wrote this, you know, book called Treasure of Knowledge. Abhidharma Kosha. I think in chapter number 4 or 8, somewhere there. So this meditation has been listed. There's meditation for attachment, there's meditation for yeah, so the mind just makes things up. Mind just, you know, just keep going, just making things up. It's called namto, you know, this namto. Then if you live with, you know, chain of that namtok, so there'll be no happiness. So because of that, you know, this meditation is to stop namtok. And also, you know, fast that you, it's very important, you know, knowledge, you know, knowledge is in Buddhism is very, very important. Knowledge is also, faith is important, but also knowledge is also very much important. So knowledge, no, so in the sake of knowledge, because the wisdoms only generated by knowledge, so knowledge is very important. So therefore, it's very important to learn how to sit properly. If you want to meditate, it's very, very important to learn sit properly. This instruction has been taught 1,000 years ago. No, so it's very important to learn how to sit properly. Any benefit that one will receive from doing meditations is very, very important the sitting positions is important. It's also very, very important. So then you learn how to sit properly. Then after that, for the beginner, it's very important if your mind, your mental state is not in, or you can say if you are not in good mood. So there's this breathing meditation that you do, 21 breathing meditations. It's like, you know, transforming, let's say, like the mind is like fabric. Fabric, if it's all red, you can dye. And it's quite difficult to dye. So it has to be like white. So then any color you can put, then it's easy to dye. So like that, transforming mind into that kind of state. So this 21 breathing meditation will definitely help. Okay. Or maybe to the way to get rid of this negative state of mind. Oh, so the 21 breathing meditations. So if you are already in good mood, so this 21 breathing meditation is not necessary. So you can do whatever meditation you do in the daily basis. You can do that. Okay. Sitting positions. No. So I think I'm assuming that all of you know, because every Sunday I explain. So I told you. It's important. So then, back of the cushion should be a little bit up. That's called concentration cushions. Something in there, a little bit up. No, it will prevent any, like I said, difficulties in your leg. It will prevent the way you sit. No, but you know, most important is like the back is straight. Okay. So now we'll do 9 round breathing meditations. So please don't think, oh, these are all these meditations taught by Krishna, it's very simple. It's not a question of a simple, it's about how often we do. The meditation is not to just learn, also you know, to do, you know. Kom means making familiar. So, 9 round breathing meditations, you know, so most of you know. So then also I'm very hopeful this will help you to reduce your stress level. Because this 9 round breathing meditation is to eliminate, you know, like imbalance energy or wasted energy. This is a technique to eliminate that. So now the question is, how the energy, the imbalance energy been created? Or maybe another way of saying is, how the energy been wasted? Wasted. You know? Because not able to concentrate. You know, concentrate. Putting a Starbucks cups, coffee on the car, all of a sudden, like you see, time to time there's something, you know, car with something on the, some kind of something on there. You say, what is this? It looks like a cup. It is a cup. You know, something there's all kind of things. You know, there's like there's like energy wasted, money wasted. So there is you no. Know, so I think it's important sake of knowledge. You know, how the energy been wasted, because there's energy. There's energy because of the energy you move, you bring. You talk, you think, because energy, you know, energy. There's like 72,000 channels. The energy run through 72,000 channels, and the energy run through. These all channels linked to these three main channels in the center of our body, close to the back. From there, the 72,000 channels merge. So then, all the energy, whether it's like wasted, balanced, imbalanced. We cannot stop. It will go through channels. We cannot stop. So many of the wasted energy or imbalanced energies goes through there. Then, you know, sometimes it gets stuck. Then cause physical difficulties. So then that contributes to mental difficulties. That is not good. No good for health, no good for mind. So now you know how the energy has been wasted. Not able to concentrate. More you concentrate, whether you use your breath or some kind of image, visualizations, most you can just concentrate, that's the way to balance your mind. When you balance your mind, then every mind or thought comes with energy. So that very energy that comes with the thought, it balances. And that's the way to balance. Means less ruwa. That's how you say in Tibetan. Less ruwa means you can do like balance, physical balance. That means you can do all kinds of things. Right? Physical balance. That, you know, you can walk on certain things. You are well balanced, physical balance. So similarly, mental balance. You know, you can either think something negative or something positive. You know, you kind of, you have control. You know? It's called less ruwa. Lu body, lu less ruwa. That's whole idea behind yoga practice. The yoga that you do, the goal is to reach, to reach, you know, physical balance. You know, physical balance. You know? Lu less ruwa. Then same less ruwa. Same is the mind. Less ruwa, same balance. Balanced mind. You know, so much better to have balanced mind than imbalanced mind. Then within the imbalance, there's, you know, like how you say, not just imbalance, very imbalance. No? Very imbalance. So now we learn how to balance energy and how to balance the mind. What do? You concentrate. Concentrate. So, do I have imbalanced energy? Yeah, of course I do. We do. So that's why there's technique to eliminate them. So, big hope that will help, you know, to you to probably reduce whenever you feel like you are stressed, in or out. Stress in or stress out. And stress out, that's pretty good. That means stress out. Or stress in or out. Stress out. Yeah, there are certain words, you know, Islam having difficulty to understand. So, light go off or on? Light go on when there's no, like, fire alarms go on or off. When there's building, when there's fire in the building. Actually, it went on. Yeah, but you say it was there. Went off. You know, so that's, you know, for me as a native speaker, I can't really listen. When people talk, I cannot comprehend because I'm thinking about word, about the meaning of the word, but the meaning of the word changed. So anyway, so that's not my job. So now this lying down breathing meditation. Okay, so. Whenever you feel like, you know, some of your friends, family members, if you can teach them, if they are willing to learn, you know, so then I think this nine down breathing meditation is far more sophisticated method than screaming, yelling, throwing things out, you know, kicking things around. Doesn't do any good, but you know, so we do. So do this, you know, nine down breathing meditation. Okay, use your left finger. I really, if you are interested in meditation, I really want you to learn. You know, so that you can, when you learn, then you do, then you get benefit. Then that's wonderful, you know. Instead of thinking, oh, maybe I'm hoping that Geshe Gelug will do the 9-hour breathing meditation, then somehow I will get help. That's unrealistic. It doesn't help. You know, it doesn't work like that. So I really, if you are interested, I really want you to learn. I'm simply here, you know, reintroducing this, but this has already been taught, you know, like 1,000 years ago, so I think it's good to learn, okay? So, first use your, of course, you know, whenever it's to do with the breathing, so back should be straight, you know, whether you're sitting on the chair or the floor, it's very important the back should be straight, you know. So then, use your left hand, block your left nostril. Inhale, long, slow. Then, again. Okay. That's first round. That's three. So now the second round was usual. Right hand here. Inhale. The second round, each round is three breathing. So now third one, from nostril mouth, from nostril, both nostrils, inhale. You can do multiple times. You can do multiple times. This is very helpful. So, so now the second one, the second meditation, this is called almost every Sunday, repeating this, hoping that you will learn well. Then, next time, I'm hoping you can lead meditation here at the center. Lead center, you know, so there's more people capable to lead these meditations. It's good. So they not just rely on one person. Anybody can come just lead, you know, these meditations. Okay? The second one is called Gyoba Tsendatsuchewa, Damgan, instructions, or you can say meditation or instructions, how to like forcefully stop super excited mind. Okay? Super excited mind. It's not one just wandering mind. As I mentioned every Sunday, you know, this Gopa, Yenwa, you know, just wondering, you know, oh, what is this? No really interest, just wondering, what is this? Something they're hanging down from there, but really don't want to look and teach and learn, just wondering. Just wandering mind. Go Yenwa. Gopa, there's like particular wandering mind. Keep going there, because like that kind of gopa, the particular wandering mind is caused by some form of attachment. Okay, so that's why, you know, that's why it's difficult. Gopa tsundasuchewa. So this is called a forceful instruction or method how to stop that mind. So what do you do? So we don't need to sit like this. You just put your hand on your lap, forceful. Now we'll exhale from the mouth, inhale from the nose. We'll do this 10 times. Each time when you inhale, count one, okay? Exhale from the mouth, forceful. Then inhale, one. Exhale, inhale, that's two. In the end, then you hold your breath. Imagine the energy that's coming in, that's like white color. Shape, round. Size, didn't mention. Doesn't matter. Small, big, doesn't matter. Just imagine it's going through the center of your body. Round, okay, shape's round. When you feel it reach four finger below your navel, and muscle up from the bottom, energy that comes up, that's the yellow. Is it clear? Is it complicated? Yeah, even though it's complicated, we have to learn. We should learn. No, this is good meditation, we should learn. So you people are smart, so I think you can learn. Yeah, because, you know, American considers as smart people on the planet, more educated, you know. So anyways, I think this is worthwhile to learn. Okay, it's not that complicated. Imagine, you know, white things come out, or you can just do that. So then when you become good at that, then just think about, you know, how you say, close up, or maybe muscle up, close the bottom door. The energy that comes up is yellow color. So then sit like this, okay, white above, yellow there, four finger below your navel. So there, the where concentration should be. That's where you should concentrate. Meanwhile, not breathing. Then hold your breath long. Then you can exhale. And see if that helps. You see that that's what it's for. If that helps, then that's good. You know? So then, you know, not. This is very good. There's no negative effect. It's very good. Okay? So we'll do. Ready? Yeah. It's clear? Yeah, please do. It will help you. It will help you, okay? So this is the best part of the class. So everybody doing meditation, you know? So then, it's very, very important, including myself, it's very important to understand the purpose of meditation. Purpose of meditation is to reduce negative thought. Okay? Why? Negative thought. No matter who has it. Monks, nuns, abbot, pope, president, billionaire, millionaire, poor people, it is considered as a mental suffering. No matter who has it. No matter who has it, it is still mental suffering. Mental suffering. So that's why we don't need that. Okay? The purpose of meditation is to reduce negative thought. Okay? It's clear? Negative thought. Any negative thought about yourself, about other people, other culture, other tradition, other religions, no good. These are real enemy. The negative thoughts are the true enemies. More you meditate, then think about negative thought, regardless of belief, we all believe is not something good to have. So my question is, what can be done? No, so just pray. That's not good enough. No, that's not good enough. So it's no request. No, like say. So that's why there's like there's so many texts been taught how to tame the mind, how to train the mind. You know? It's not easy. You know, slowly, you are thinking, whole thinking about life. It changed. So it's any negative thought, no, is not, no good. So this, the reason I'm saying this, no, the purpose of the meditations. We should never ever forget, the minute we start to meditate, we should be very clear the purpose of this meditation is to reduce my negative thought. So then you will make progress. Then that's good. So you are meditating and you have very clear target rather than just no target. So this very, then I think it will change some, it will do something in your mind, you know, the way you think about, you know, about yourself, about other people. Okay. So I'd like to read some, then we'll have some discussions. So this is books that I'm reading from chapter number 6. So Shantideva, this book is called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Chapter number 6 has dense information how to work with your anger. This book is taught in 8th century. We are in 21st century. This book is all written in 8th century by Indian masters, not the Tibetan master, Indian masters. Monastery, we memorize them. It has like more than 100 pages. Monks, not every monk, but you know, many of them remember these books by heart. Whenever you have problems, that's where you turn to. That's where you go. You have something to go back, then look at there. From there, you can refresh yourself. You know, this is like refreshing button on computers. God to remember. You press that, can refresh you. So, there's no study in the modern language. You can say research or study has been done very thoroughly. This book has 10 chapters. Chapter 6 is the most long, that has more pages. Because there's no destruction emotion like anger, but there's no practice like patience. So this is very important. You know. Anger is called pain. Anger is considered as a pain. Whoever harbored that, this is called pain. Whoever harbored that, there will be no happiness in life. Sumu is pain. Same as mind, painful mind. That's anger, painful mind. Whoever harbors, as I said, monks, robe doesn't protect. No, you may think, okay, this robe will protect. No. This robe won't protect from anger. Only mind. No, that protects. Only patience protects from anger. That's something we have to develop. Okay. So that's it. It's the very beginning of the chapter number 6. It says something like that. So now that's not here. So, some people does something, somebody does something. It's not, if you do something, you know, that's not how you get angry, mainly, generally speaking. Somebody does something that you don't like. Or somebody does something that kind of like interfere your interest or your hobby. Or your idea, your plan. That's what I'm saying, you know, kitchen dharma. You know, so interfere somebody in it because you can't, that's not like karma, there's no natural rules, but that rules that you make, you know. As I said, like, kind of interesting just watching, you know, like, how we lose our peace of mind, how easily we lose, it doesn't require much. To lose our peace of mind or happiness. Small things just, you know, makes you miserable. Small things, you know, so like, if you think very carefully, like, why, you know, so you can easily, you know, like, let it go. So anyway, as I mentioned many times, this is very true, because not in Lamrim, that's like day-to-day life realities. You know, you have certain ideas where things should go in the kitchens. Like, yeah, I do, you do, everybody do, that's no problem. Having a plan, that's not a problem. You know, that's good, you know, have to organize, good, you know. So now, if something happened to, you know, if like, you know, somebody put something somewhere, then how? So now there's, you know, say, there's like, you are not upset. If you are already in bad mood, then things like that happen. That's even worse. You know, generally, you know, so looking for something, but you know, not in very good mood or not in bad mood. Just looking for something, couldn't find. What we do, we don't think, oh, I'm the one who misplaces this somewhere else. Immediately, if you're a roommate, you're thinking, right? You know, right? So that's day-to-day of reality. And then your kind of roommate insists, oh, that you are the one who misplaces. You are kind of reluctant to believe that. So then somehow, then you figure it out that you are the one who really did it, then you decide not to talk about it. Then you decide not to have any conversation about that. If it's someone else, so then you know there's not just lecture, there's ongoing conversation a couple of days in a row. So that's exactly, you know, you know, we talk about patience. It's very unfortunate, So when it's coming down on a practical level, you know, so like calling, like, you know, like something happened to your internet, calling, you know, they're not able to speak to people, have to wait online a long time, see how our happiness deteriorated. And even in the modern world, you have more challenge, Internet being very slow, and you talk to the internet, don't hear, but you suddenly come, quick. It's not helping, but you know, not knowing that, you know, being impatient. You know. So don't misunderstand. I'm perfect person to be practicing patience. I'm not. So that's why I'm telling you all the stories. I'm telling those stories, not because, you know, this is all the struggles. We have to be mindful, you know, So then, you know, you are someday in a good mood, but those things doesn't bother much. So this is, you know, practical level. So that even just remembering the word from Shantideva books, it helps. Even if you can remember at the moment, it helps. Mijeshara, somebody doing something that you don't like, that's called Mijeshara. Deva is. So your hobby, your interest, your plan, your idea, if somebody, you know, like, interfering or like not following, that's called kek, means, you know, obstacles to that. Keje pale jungchurpas, immediately sameness. So then your mind becomes immediately sameness. Then you find some kind of food that feeds your unpleasant mind. Immediately means unpleasant mind, same as food. The Shantideva says, you found the food for your unpleasant mind. Why? Because this cup is not in the drawer that it's supposed to be. It's under the oven. Thinking, how come that you can put this in the oven? At least you can put it in some other drawers. So who's going to find that? It goes on and on and on and on. That you found the food for your unpleasant mind. You know, immediately saying in Shedante de Dajumsu. Then anger arises. Completely destroy you, that's all. Dajum. Finish, you are finished. You are completely burned, Oh. There's one statement here. Shantate de Dajum, so. That, you know, completely destroyed you. Tete, if there's a reason, Tete Dagi Daoti, so. Or that's the. If that's the case, Tete Dagi Daoti. Then, therefore, this my enemy, Shantideva saying, it's not you or my roommate, it's not my idea, it's my anger. Tere Dagi Dawati, saying in Namba Shambhajas. So we have to understand, or we have to learn not to feed that. So there's no, that you are saying there's a good wolf, or how is it, wolf, good wolf, or what people say, their two minds struggling, finding. You say like sometimes there's a, I'm not sure, there's, I heard something, I don't remember. So anyway, there's two different times. Tede Dagi Dawati, so, saying in Namba Shambhajas, so, so need to think how to destroy the food before you feed. No, if there's no food, there's nothing to feed. Saying Namba Shambhajas. Deda Dala Nevali Dalishmi. This enemy has only one job, is to hurt you, that's all. Nothing else. External enemy, Shantideva said, you know, Shantideva said, external enemy, oh, they have to sleep, they have things to do, they have to go to the bathroom. But this enemy, there's nothing to do. Just to destroy, that's all. No need to eat, no need to go to the bathroom, no need to sleep. It's there 24 hours. You can't wait. You won't get sick. You won't get old. You won't die. That's my enemy. You can run away. So this one, you are saying, wherever you go, there you are, you can escape. So, no. I just want... So now, here, no. Mindfulness is very important. Okay, mindfulness is very important. All we can do is we try. That's all we can do. We try, no, we try. So we will fail. So you know that doesn't mean no, but we can try again. You know, we can try again. So then slowly, you know. So I think then the patience will grow. So then being impatient is not good. You do, you know, you agree, I agree, everybody agrees. But when you come down practical level, it's not easy. So we say all kind of things, you know. So we don't say, oh, today is, you know, wonderful because I waited online to reach that person, like, says like 5 minutes to 15 minutes, all that time I recite mantra. We don't say that. No, we say, oh, it drives me crazy. But there's opportunity to practice patience, but we choose not to practice patience. We just say, I don't like this, I don't like that, and then all this, and there's like constantly feeding unpleasant minds, you know? So then, yeah, you see that, you know, day to day life, it's not criticizing, that's the reality. So you then, you know, you don't criticize. When you see someone else doing that, you learn lessons. You don't criticize. No, that's not, as I said, negative mind, we don't need any of those. That's the last thing we need. We don't need any of those. We just learn lessons. So see, now, this is the... So now our patience is very good thing. So now, practically, what is the best time to practice patience? When is the best time? When you go to supermarket, especially the Sam's Club, the shopping cart is gigantic. That's the reason why people go there. So when you look around, everybody's in the field, there's shopping cart. Then we all does, no? So we look at the, you know, shortest line. Turns out there's no short line. Then, so we don't say, oh, this is a long line, so I will probably sit there, you know, like, just I wish, you know, okay, good, you know, they have money to buy things, you know, this is for the family. We don't think good. So then, you know, like, sitting in line, then thinking, oh, where's the manager? Why there's some of the cases is not closed? Why is not, well, where's the people? You know, we're just trying to, so see, understand? Constantly feeding our negative thought. Feeling. So, you know, then, you know, thinking, through thinking, it differs. Sometimes when you go there, there's a long line. You say, oh, well, doesn't matter. You know, I will just sit there, think something good, maybe, you know, say some mantra, or maybe not, if something, you know, read some magazine. There's nothing you can do. If you get angry, there's nothing you can do. So things like that, you know. So then from parking to shopping to dealing with, you know, the, I say, like a telephone company, internet company, like all this online is all required, you know, like it's all opportunity for us to practice patience. So if there's no opportunity to practice patience, we can talk about patience like eons and eons. We can talk, you know, we can have workshop, we can discuss, we can, you know, book, has a book group, book reading group of patients. But when the minute you pick up the phone, this is driving me crazy. You know, I'm kind of sick of this. There's no, like, yeah, so we have no opportunity to practice patience. It's very unfortunate, but we have to try. We have to try. Okay, so someday, you see the change. You see change. If you try, you see change. So then that change, you know, requires some, how you say, practice. You know, this is, then slowly, you become more and more mindful. So then, you know, I think more patience, that's good. It's good. Okay. So just want to emphasize on that. Can you? Okay, so now I'll read this. I'm not sure, but Tibetan books, we don't have numbers. So English book, you are well organized. You have index, you have number every stanza. We don't. Sorry, so I'm not sure what stanza number is. Yeah, if you in the book, so that's what I'm reading, 7, 8. So then two more stanzas, then I'll stop. Okay, chilla pavjan darkness. This is important. So, no matter what kind of circumstance, chilla pavjan darkness. So, maybe I'm just translating the meaning, not word by word. Chilla pavjan darkness, gavi ini tu means heavy mind. Heavy mind, I'm not going to destroy it, disturb my heavy mind. No matter what kind of circumstance, I'm not going to disturb my heavy mind, pleasant mind. Mega chajan dömyndu. So this is kind of challenging. If you or I say there's probably mega chajan dömyndu. What did they say? The second line.
I shall not disturb my mental joy. Disturb my mental joy for having been unhappy. I shall not accomplish what I wish.
The second one, can you repeat it, please?
I shall not disturb my mental joy.
Then after that.
For having been made unhappy, I shall not accomplish what I wish.
Understand? Mega chajan dömyndu. Mega chajan dömyndu. You see, you know, like the... you clearly see at the airport, you know, when there's some delay, you see people are fighting, you know, some people are really aggressive in making these people who work for airlines, making their life miserable. There's nothing they can do. Even though there's something they can do, they will not do for you because they are not happy. because they are not do for you. I experienced that. You know, so like, they tend to talk to someone who's calm, down, calm, have some problems, not complaining. They want to help that person. You know, so it's very clear. It's very clear. You know, so like, yeah, making yourself unhappy doesn't accomplish what you want. You know? So it's another unfortunate. You know? So you have problem. We all have problem, but we have to make effort. We have to make effort. This problem can overcome. It requires some mindfulness. No, so you have experience. You know, when you travel, you see, you know, people need to get there. You know, everybody has reason. There's nothing they can do because the airport there says, weather, you know, then you become very skeptical, looking at the weather, says, oh, this is very sunny, that's not lying, that's just lying, there's no weather. All kinds of things, like not knowing, constantly feeding your, you're already upset, but you're feeding that. It comes, you know. So then, you know, then some people scream, then, you know, all kinds of cross, all kinds, you know, around them, everybody makes unhappy. So, you see that. Meditation, so that's the second line. Sadi, they already discovered 8th century. He already discovered, he already studied it. It's not nothing new. No. Gavi, in a 2 meter. Miga chejang, 2 meters. Gyawatani, nyambaju, what's the last word?
And my virtues will decline.
That means ability to think good. That's what it means. Ability to think good will be eliminated. Ability to think good will be eliminated. Gyawatani, nyambaju. This virtue, this technical word, but that's what it means. Ability to think something good will be eliminated, or
yeah, and my virtues will decline. Yeah.
Or decline. No, the ability will decline. No? So then one more stanza, then I'll stop. Because there's something you can do, why you has that, then people say it again.
Why be unhappy about something if it can be remedied?
It can be done. Didn't it?
And what is the use of being unhappy about something if it cannot be remedied?
Being very slow, there's nothing you can do. Being very slow, why you get upset? So we need to be mindful. Okay, this is like, there's something you can do. Why are you worried? No, but easy to say. As I said, no, easy to, you can read. I'm not the only one who can read this text. You can also read too. You know. So now the question is, how often do we think about that? So, you know, this is a good coupon. Coupon? Not for pizza, but it's a good coupon. You can put on the, put on the refrigerator. It's a good coupon. You can put it in the refrigerator. It reminds you. So there's Chulam Kundu, not here. Chulam Kundu, Tsikijang. Through all daily activities, train the mind verbally. What it means? It means saying certain word. No, Shedan Singh Sam Channa. If this you are saying this word, if you are, you know, harboring this anger, which comes as a pain, if you harbor that, there will be no peace of mind. If you repeat that, that's one way to train. It requires a lot. Because the mind is like elephant, it's so powerful. You can't turn easily. It requires a lot, you know. Slowly, 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 then you can change. Bit by bit, slowly, little bit, then you know. So then this is important, you know, to remember, okay. So, if there's something you can do, then you should do while you can. So there's like 1,000 different ways that we stress out ourselves. 1,000 different ways. Every single day, there's something to complain about. Every single, it's amazing. You know? So that doesn't like, has a, so anyway, so I, that's, you know, now I'll be, you know, this probably the last class, Sunday, so then till December, so, you know, so then I wish for myself, for you, for all of us, the best to, you know, to not to feed our negative mind. Wherever you, if you're traveling, be mindful. If you're going on vacation, be mindful. If you're doing something, a job, make sure that if you are the one who's feeding it, there's no, there's something you can do. If someone else is feeding, there's choice. What do you do? Or you stick with that person's and trying to apply antidote. That's going to be like, not going to be easy, but it's going to be like, you know, somebody who's already dead 10 days ago, you're trying to bring them back alive. It's going to be that difficult. Or you can choose, just avoid. Avoid means just, no, just go somewhere else. No. So that's been also been said in the text. Avoiding the object will be more successful than sticking with that, than trying to apply antidote. So antidote is something that you think every day, you repeat something every day, you know, that's where to train every day. So then, you know, then you can probably, eventually you can stick with the object, so that not to get upset, you know, just, but that's not easy, you know. Avoid the objects, then negative mind will decline. So there's another text, not here. So with that, so then, you know, I'll stop here. So, a little bit earlier, but I think that's good. Sometimes, you know, it's like 10 minutes more, like the usual time, so this will be a little bit earlier. So, so then the one thing that I would like to know, so there's prayer wheel outside, there's prayer wheel. You see that some of them, the stupa, please take advantage, you know. So just going around, you know, tuning those with a good mindset, with altruistic attitude, get so much benefit, so much benefit. Don't feel like, oh, I don't do any practice. Just come here, just go a couple of rounds. So immense benefit, you know. So like, please, then also I'm hoping that you'll read the benefit of, you know, going around the stupa, benefit. Just read that. And it will blow your mind. Just go one round. You know, you can bring your pet. You know, any kind of pet you can bring around. It was good for them. You know, so like say, the pig. Chased by a dog, running out of fear of life, accidentally went around the stupa, increased the cost. Immense benefit. But we are nobody chasing us. I'm not going to chase you, but you know, I'm just asking you, you know, to go around deliberately. There's nobody chasing us. We just go with, you know. So the positive mindset. You go there, immense benefit. That's why we built here for you. So please take advantage, okay? So when you go to Nepal, you see 2 o'clock in the morning, especially holiday, thousands of people, all kind of age group, filled with, you know, this stupa has been like built by one woman who makes a living out of selling a wood, firewood, raising the chickens. She's the one who built this stupa like 100 years. So now see, when you go there, all kind of people, they go just round and round. And like, if you go 6 o'clock, completely filled. When you go 2 o'clock, there are still a lot of people there. Just go around now. They're not eating anything, just go around, make them happy. So there's no, the holy site has ability to bless people, so believe or not. Because there's contains so much relics inside. And so many different levels of understanding of Dharma, realization, people visited there. You know, so that's why it benefits. You know? So there's no, you can't really explain, it's kind of like a miracle, the way it works, but somehow it helps, you know, regardless. So now there are a lot of American, too, students who study Tibetan. They're going round. They must feel something, otherwise, you know, why they go round? You know, so all kind of people, you know, so amazing. So that's why this stupa is for you, you know, so to please take advantage. You don't have to be silent, you can still talk something good. Not, you know, criticize somebody, talk something. You don't have to be silent. You can talk something nice, go around, you know. Like, can imagine, like, the merit that you could create, you know. Imagine, like it's like, if the energy is formed, the appear in the form, this universe is not big enough to hold that much energy you created. So I think this is wonderful. So I really want you to take advantage. So that is guaranteed. But this mumbling here, I'm not sure how much that benefits. But if you go in one round, it's guaranteed you get benefit. Definitely you get benefit. So then, you know, so that you, all of you, put so much energy, you know, for this, you know, holy object. So please take advantage. So then, one last thing. So then that's really last thing. one of our members has no kidney. There's eight of them. So I think did mention last Sunday, without pressures, I think it will be nice. So this is called Cute Kitten Liberation Project. If you are willing to rescue one of them, please talk to Jill. We can also see the signboard there, but probably there's some cut. You know, so then, you know, I think also the World Animal has a, that the FMG doesn't have like one, like Animal
Liberation?
World Animal Day.
Oh, World Animal Day.
Coming soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or at least you can come here. If you cannot rescue one, at least you can come help here to carry the kitten around the stupa. It would go to probably shelter or something. Okay? Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Hi. Okay. So before we say the dedications on the pink sheet of the prayer book, I like to read the prayers for happy rebirth. And then as I'm reading, if you'd like to borrow one of the katas in the basket there and present it to Geshe-la, especially if you're not going to see him through December, you're welcome to do that right now. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Mm-hmm. Carl Thomas Adams Sr., John Ahern, Alexa Alston, Fay Bean, Benjamin Courtney, Winifred Deutsch, Kathy Fortner, Virginia Lytle, Jacob Meadows, Maya Foreman Rogers, Enik Batar, Saren Sudo, Cleo the Cat, Job Search, John Pell, Justin Kelly, Roseanne Barona. Prayers for health and well-being, Kabje Lama Zompa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chirkila, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Yukiko Burroughs, Florence and Jonte Constant, Richard First, Eugene Flynn, Mildred Gooch, Carlos Haas Weston, Nina Haas Weston, Christina Harrison and family, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Jason Lentz, Nelson Mandela, Howard Mann, Kate Mann, Ginny McCoy, Tom McGinnity, Adrian Oliver, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, Oscar Zazola, Kyle Bagoni, Aunt Polly, Lottie Powell, Eric Reeds, family of Maya Foreman Rogers, Eileen Rubin, Dr. Albert Fonts, Rosemary Cease, Sarai, Aunt Barbara Tye, Dion Washington, Dorothea Wirtis, Susan Westervelt, Judith Wormser, the Worthington family, Andrew, Watson, JJ, Pete, Daniel, Don, Jim, Shirley, Tony, Mark, Robert, Gigi, Dorje, and Kajo the Pigs. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on fine and repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrei Zigtensen Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, The one with great patience who's received the name Avatara. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhanastic Torah's doctrine, and masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
I'm going to say a couple of mantras, okay? Mantras, some of them you can just meditate. The mantra that I'm going to say is just hearing them, you know, benefit. Some of them like prevent untimely death. Some of them for your health, okay? It takes only 2 minutes. Om namo bhagavate abharamidaya sumanitadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad sumpa rupa sede oma sava sama kara para shude dhamma de ganga na sama gane sama vame shude maa ne bade gare sava oma namo bhagava de apara mida yunya na sama ne sada tu saradaya tada kataya arahate samya sambudaya de ada bune bune maa bune apara mida bune apara mida bune jana sumpa rupa sede oma sava sama kara para shude dhamma de ganga na sama gane sama vame shude maa ne bade gare sava Om namo bhagavate aparamita ayujana sumpane siddhatunsarataya tatakataya arahate samyasambhudaya deyata mune mune mahamune aparamita mune aparamita mune jana sumpara pasite om sava samakara parishite damate gangata samakate sabhavishite mahamne padevare suha timinchive samantavano siyemela sabhamikiko sevatune siddhapurinde chimirisenyuta tabajo sadakunda sabhamikiji tinshishinye kuzuzibhidinche vengabela sadhinyeleke jesumyantumpa majuchi ຈົ່ງເດດເດດຈະຈະບໍ່ລະມາຍາດາບໍ່ຊຸບະດາຈະຊິຍະບໍ່ຊຸມມະນາມາຊາຊະລໍຈົ່ງດາຈະໂຈຈົ່ງເດດເດດຈະຈະບໍ່ລະມາຍາດາບໍ່ຊຸບະດາຈະຊິຍະບໍ່ຊຸມມະນາມາຊາຊະລໍຈົ່ງດາຈະໂອມຈຸມສໍອໍມະມິດອາຍິດຊໍອໍມຈຸມສໍອໍມະມິດອໍມຈຸມສໍອໍມະມິດອາຍິດເດດໂຊລະມາຈະມາຈົ່ງເດດເດດຈະຈະບໍ່ລະມາຍາດາບໍ່ຊຸບະດາຈະກົມບໍ່ຍະບໍ່ດໍເມບໍ່ລະຊາຊະລໍຈົ່ 现在的学校网络的模样的帮助表达的，就能讲到学校网络的模样的帮助表达的。现在的学校网络的模样的帮助表达的，就能讲到学校网络的帮助表达的。现在的学校网络的模样的帮助表达的，就能讲到学校网络的帮助表达的。现在的学校网络的模样的帮助表达的，就能讲到学校网络的帮助表达的。现在的学校网络的模样的帮助表达的，就能讲到学校网络的帮助表达的。现在的学校网络的模样的帮助表达的，就能讲到学校网络的帮助表达的。现在的学校网络的模样的帮助表达的，就能讲到学校网络的帮助表达的。现在的学校网络的模样的帮助表达的，就能讲到学校网络的帮助表达的。现在的学校网络的模样的帮助表达的，就能讲到学校网络的帮助表达的。现在的学校网络的模样的帮助表达的，就能讲到学校网络的帮助表达的。现在的学校网络的模样的帮助表达的，就能讲到学校网 sam buddha ya te adam beka zem beka zem maa pe rata samma ka te so am namo makawa te beka zem guru bendu ya tapa rata ya tata kata ya arahane zem beka zem buddha ya te adam beka zem maa beka zem beka zem rata samma ka te so am namo makawa te beka zem guru bendu ya tapa rata ya tata kata ya arahane zem beka zem buddha ya te adam beka zem maa beka zem beka zem rata samma ka te so kewa te ya nito rata jim beka nro te nro wa jim maa te wa jim nro wa jim で、